This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here is your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's Tuesday morning, an unusual day for Jamie and I to be here together, but and we didn't blow away. We're still here. I'm Glenn Beek in Ocala, Florida.
I'm Jamie Jennings in Norman, Oklahoma. You're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for September 3rd, episode 2260, brought to you by Omega Alpha Equine. Good morning, Horse World.
Good Tuesday morning to you, and I do mean a good Tuesday morning.
Well, if you insist on being accurate about it.
You know, only somebody with perfect comedic timing could produce this much energy in one shot.
You gotta learn that your time in the saddle ain't as rough as the life in between. And the fence isn't there for you to straddle. And you can't change horses in the middle of your
on today's show, in an effort to create some levity where there really isn't any, we're going to play host versus auditors trivia this morning. Thank you to Kayla and Mogi. And then it's going to be all about first world equestrian problems, if I remember correctly.
Thank you very much, Jennifer. And we are here because the storm decided to unfortunately stall over the Bahamas. But I did want to give an acknowledgement to Clara. You heard in the opener today. Let's play that again in case people missed it. All right. So we're not starting the show over, but I just want you to hear this.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
That's
so cute.
4-year-old Clara. She's Nana's daughter, one of our auditors. And apparently she was in the bathroom saying that over and over and over again while going to the potty. So they recorded her. So that's where that came from. But it is so darn cute.
That is parenting my style, by the way, to record your child when they're in the bathroom. I would like to point out, Lucas, this week we were playing in the hose and we've had so much rain that there's just mud everywhere. And I can't post a photo because I might get arrested, but he covered himself in mud completely naked and laid down on the ground and said he was camouflaged. And I was like, this is parenting. And Chad's like, get a picture.
At what again, age do they start getting in trouble for being naked outside?
I don't know, but you would think 6 would have a mental shyness. Nope, he's just naked all the time.
You're a little nudist.
But I'm like, you're not hiding anything there, big guy.
That's funny. We want to give our thoughts out to everybody in the Bahamas. I don't know if you've seen some of the videos. Obviously, all of us in Florida have been watching this very closely this weekend, waiting to see what the storm was going to do. But the videos out of the Bahamas are just, I mean, they're awful. We've taken cruises to that area, and it's heartbreaking and devastating and must have been absolutely terrifying when you see some of the videos of the water up to the attics in the houses and the people are in the attics. It's just, I can't even imagine that. So our thoughts and prayers are out to them, and they're going to need a lot of help. And it looks like the storm's going to stay off the coast. So other than some coastal flooding, which the people right along the coast are going to have to put up with, and maybe the Carolinas are going to have to deal with here a little bit later in the week. Your mom's off the coast now, right? Isn't she inland a little bit?
No. She's flat right there, you know. And I said, Mama, are you evacuating? Well, Jamie, we're 10 feet above sea level, so we'll be fine.
Oh.
That's not okay.
Tell you what, there were some of those people in the Bahamas that were 25 foot above sea level, and that wasn't tall enough.
Yeah. There's no accounting for intel. And then I'm like, well, what's my brother doing who lives in St. Augustine, right on the coast? Oh, he'll be fine. He lives in, this is what they say. This is what my mother says. And this is her child that lives literally 20 minutes from her. Her child, my twin brother. Jamie, he lives in the 4th floor of his apartment, so he'll be fine.
Oh, he'll be fine.
I'm like, it comes from the sky. But you know what? I can't help them anymore. I can't do this again. I do this every year and I freak out. The last time my brother was supposed to evacuate, he told me he was driving away from the coast. He was in his car driving. Do you know where he was when he told me that?
At the bar.
Sitting on the beach watching it roll in. So I can't be lied to anymore. I can't even. By the way, he lost everything in that hurricane 2 years ago. So there you go.
Yeah, was that Michael? That was Michael, I think, that went through 2 years ago. Right, the same path as this one, actually.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Same path. But, you know, ride it out. Sounds like a great idea.
Well, there was other bad news in the horse world. There were a lot of bad news, actually, in the horse world since we talked to you last. But one of them we wanted to mention was Kevin Babington. He is a very high-level show jumper and took a bad tumble at the Hampton Classic, you know, one of the classic horse shows in the United States up there on Long Island. And he took some serious spinal trauma. I think that means he broke his back. He's having surgery on his neck today at NYU for spinal stabilization, which doesn't sound good. So keep him in your thoughts and prayers. And Sissy, who is host of the Plaidcast, was doing a fundraiser for him. And let me tell you, the show jumping world sticks together. They've already raised $225,000, I believe it is. He has kids and his wife's Diana. So we're thinking about him and everybody that's involved with him up there in New York. All right, let's go on to soap. Hopefully some happier news as we get through the show and take our minds a little bit, for those of us in Florida, take our minds off of this little hurricane that's been bugging us all weekend. My Daily Winnie, by the way, it's a good thing this hurricane went off the coast, because everybody in Florida has now eaten all the snacks that they bought for the hurricane because it took so long to get here. Happy birthday to Gron. Is it Gron, do you think?
I don't know.
Gron Ram, one of our terrific auditors. Denise Raymond, of course, everybody knows. It's Stephen Lux, and host of Plaidcast, who I just mentioned, Sissy Wicks, her birthday as well as singer Marianne Kennedy. So happy birthday to all of them. You made it another year. And also a great article about our friend and auditor, Charlotte Merrill Smith. You've heard her here on the show many times. She's a para rider, and she's also our place we go during hurricanes at her farm on the other side of town. They did an excellent article on her at heelsdownmag.com.
It's such a good article. Oh my gosh, I was so proud to know her. Like, just really, really great.
Yeah.
She's so cool.
She is cool, and she's a lot of fun. So, Charlotte, well done. And is an excellent article on her. And I don't know if you saw the pictures in the article of her, because she is this fitness fanatic and weightlifter. And I don't know if you saw the one picture, but her arms are the size of tree trunks, pretty much. She can lift a lot of weight.
Y'all need to quit tagging me in things that make me crazy. One of our listeners, she will go nameless because I am very angry with her, tagged me in something about a post on OTTB Connect, which if you
you should be there. That's
God, I'm so frustrated looking at bad training tips for people, especially with ex-racehorses. And this is a story about a horse that they can't lunge because it takes off and drags them across the arena, and all of these training tips. I kind of feel like I need to save this for bad advice for horse people by horse people, maybe for tomorrow. It is amazing the things that people say to do on the internet. Please do not train your horse by reading comments on the internet. I am so frustrated. And then she tagged me in this, and then I could not post something because it was so blatantly terrible, the advice. And then somebody just got in a huge argument with me on,
why do you do this?
Well, if they said to put a lip chain over the horse when you're lunging it. And I was like, oh God, don't do that. And then they're like, how dare you say you shouldn't do that, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh my God.
Why do you insist on getting into this? You're not going to change anybody's mind.
It's just cruel. Please don't do that. Oh my God. Okay. So you know who you are, and you're in trouble. Okay.
Why is that a Daily Winnie? They're supposed to be happy and positive.
Oh yeah. Okay. Hold on.
How did you get that into a Daily Winnie?
It just was on my screen and I was really frustrated and I had to vent a little bit. How about you guys made it through the hurricane, so that's good. It turned north and you're going to be okay.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
There we go. How's that for happy?
Here, let's start over. We'll do yours again. I'll leave.
Okay.
And Jamie's Daily Winnie goes out to some people who were at the American Eventing Championships over the weekend. And you know, Jamie, you always talk about the people who are winning these competitions and that are the super riders, you know, the big names, everybody hears about all the time, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, we talk about the advanced all the time. But you know what? There's somebody who's paying the bills for the advanced riders. And those are those of us who compete in the beginner novice division or at this point have aspirations of competing beginner novice. So I wanted to give a Daily Winnie.
How big are the jumps for beginner novice, by the way? About 18 inches.
They're 2'7", Glenn.
Are they really?
They're huge. Yeah, they're big.
It was like 18 inches.
No, that's intro. That's what I just competed Baby Groot in.
So these are higher than cross rails, we've determined.
So cross rails, it's funny because it's different in Arizona compared to Oklahoma. So intro is the 18 inches and then starter is 2'3" and then beginner novice is 2'6", which is actually they give you an inch for any sort of cross country fence that might be a little bit higher. So yeah, 2'7" is beginner novice. And that's when you have to go through water and you have to do some more challenging things. But I would like you guys to know that I competed at the AECs in the beginner novice division, and some of us have to pay all of those advanced riders for their coaching. And so, you know, I really felt like we should break it down and congratulate the beginner novice riders of the AEC. So let's start with the beginner novice master amateur. So an amateur is somebody who does not get paid in any sort of way to compete or ride or anything. They have their job is not horses. And master means I think they're over 60, 50 or 60. I can't remember. I'm sorry. I don't know that. But Carla Jimerson and Valley Creek Carlin LeBeau. It's her 14-year-old Connemara gelding. And they had a double clear show jumping round to win the beginner novice amateur division. And so congratulations to them. Then the beginner novice.
Carlin LeBeau, she named that horse. It's French for beautiful little champion. So isn't that appropriate?
That's adorable. Yes. And then we've got the beginner novice rider division. And that is somebody who is competing in the beginner novice division. But the rider is somebody who has not competed two levels above. So beginner novice rider, they've never competed within 7 years.
Beginners.
Yeah, they've never competed over novice in the last 7 years. Okay. So Sherry Pound and Gestalt, her 7-year-old Mecklenburg gelding. I don't know what that is, but I bet it's pretty. And so congratulations to them. It's a warm blood type horse, I'm sure. Beginner, novice, amateur.
Wait a minute. Before you go on, you're missing all the good stuff. So Sherry, with her 7-year-old Mecklenburg gelding, is a fairly new rider, only been at it for about 2 years. And apparently this gelding is a little bit of a wild man on cross country and show jumping. Really gets a little nuts.
I was trying to skip the part about breaking her leg last
year. Well, I'm going to give her props. She broke her leg on him in January cross country. Apparently, he bucked and threw her off, and she broke her leg. But from January till now, look at that. She breaks her leg in January, and now she wins the Eventing Championships. So good for her.
Congratulations. And we've got beginner, novice, amateur, Lily Barlow, and Big Bears Cephas, which is Warner Kevin's horse, a 5-year-old Connemara, 5 years old, winning the beginner novice amateur. Is that there's more beginner novice divisions, isn't there?
Oh, there's like 25 of them.
Well, apparently you decided to highlight these three. Yeah. So
I couldn't do all 25. Sorry.
Well, congratulations to all the beginner novice.
And, I mean, it went on and on and on.
And
there's
novice
like 1,000
riders.
Divisions at the Eventing Championships.
Yes. Well, congratulations to all of them. Beginner novice horse is a rider that may have competed two levels above, but the horse has not. So there's lots of ways that they try to kind of keep it fair. And there's so many entries that they get to have all these divisions. I think I competed in the beginner. I don't remember what I don't think there was that many divisions when I competed in it. It was like the second or third year of the AACs. But I took Demure to the AACs, and I think we finished 25th out of 75. So not bad. Not bad at all.
Hey, Jennifer, were you ever at the AACs?
I was not. I don't even think, I'm pretty sure the AECs didn't even exist.
Oh, yeah, that might have started after. I know you went to Nationals for Pony Club, but I don't remember. I didn't remember anything about AECs. No.
Yeah, they didn't start that until like 2006, I think, or 2005, something like that. So
okay, so they're fairly new. All right. In our scope.
in the world of you're 100.
Yeah. When you're our age, it's fairly new. Well, exactly. We, you know, we were all weekend down here in Florida worried about hurricanes turning and hitting us and, you know, all of that. So we thought, you know, it'd be fun to have a little fun today and play a little trivia later. But first, there are people with some serious problems in the world, aren't there, Jamie?
Oh my God, it's sad. First world problem. Let me remind you, if you have an equestrian problem, it is a first world problem. And these are submitted by our auditors. So if you want to be an auditor, or if you want to submit first world problems, you have to become an auditor. It's very easy. Tell them how they can become an auditor, Glenn.
Well, you can become an auditor by going to horseradionetwork.com, click on the auditor banner in the middle of the page, and for as little as a dollar a month, you too can join the party.
Sorry, Chad just kissed me on my forehead right as you were saying that, and it scared me. All right, so Hillary has a big problem to start with, and it's very sad. And she says, my new tack locker is so big that I need a step stool to reach the top shelf. That is a problem that I'm familiar with. We got all these new outlets put in the barn, and they're so high that I have to have a step stool to use the outlets because that was where they were safe. I get you, girl.
A lot of people put outlets that high for fans.
Yes, they're for fans, but I've had to go up and put extension cords on them, those little short extension cords to reach down so I can reach them. Chantel says, we just bought a new house, and my husband says we have to use my horse trailer to move furniture. Ugh.
Everybody uses their horse trailer to move furniture, and it's usually used for furniture before it is horses.
You have to clean it out, get all the poop out.
That's the worst part, is cleaning it out.
Yeah. Samantha says that she just bought an awesome hat, but you're supposed to ride in a helmet, but she wants to ride in her new hat. Allison, this is real. Oh, Allison, I'm sad for you. This is her typing. My coach keeps gushing over my new horse, saying he's a 5-star horse with a 5-star jump and a 5-star gallop, but I don't know how to ride a 5-star horse.
That is a problem.
It is. I think Baby Groot's got super talent. I'm like getting bounced out of the tack. I'm like, God forbid I try to do a sitting trot. Jill says, I just won a brand new show coat. Original price of $300, but it's a large instead of a small or medium. I think you needed. Sorry. Carrie, this is sad. Carrie, I'm sorry. I am going cross country schooling after work tomorrow. So I have to drive my big truck to work so I can go straight to the barn after work to trailer the horses. But parking my car at work is so much easier than parking my truck.
That's a real world problem right there.
We have a truck and a car between Chad and I, and he takes the car to the airport because I might need the truck for an emergency. And I have to like drive Lucas to school and then that little turnaround thing with this freaking dually, and people are like honking at me and cussing me. I get it, girl.
So you're backing up three times to get around the circle.
Yeah, I can't loop go around the loop like with a car next to me. There's two cars that go side by side, and I'm like, y'all better move.
Do you have to wait? I'm always amazed when I'm down and we have to, with Jemmy, and we have to bring JoJo to school in the car line. I've never experienced the car line before because we didn't have kids. So I'm always amazed at the traffic directors and dropping them off here and picking up the scientific thing the car line has become.
Do you know that makes me crazy when people exit the entrance? And I'm like, I'm in a dually and you're taking up all the space and I can't turn in and I'm stuck on the road and people are honking. It's like, I think if you were to find the angriest place on the planet, it's the car line in the morning.
And you know, it's Oklahoma. Most of them should be in pickup trucks.
You would think they would know. Yeah. I'm in a dually. Y'all better back up. Oh, God forbid I have hay in the back. Like, made me turn quick. Colleen says, I haven't been able to ride my horses because I've been spending too much time at the beach. I will hit
There's
you.
There's a question first world problem.
Shauna says that she spent 3 hours coordinating with the husband and the children's schedules for soccer, Boy Scouts, and the tutor. And she worked so hard just so she could schedule herself time to ride 6 days a week. People with kids don't get to ride 6 days a week. What are you talking about? Kimberly says, I just signed up to be a demo rider at a horse expo in November with Stefan Peters. But if I'm selected, I have to tell my friend I can't ride in her clinic. I think she'll understand. I'm going to ride with Stefan Peters. Oh, okay. Bye. That's fine. Nana says, my daughter only wants to ride with me on my draft cross, so her perfect Shetland pony is just now a lawn ornament. Oh, my God. I want a perfect Shetland pony. Send it to me. I need it. My son is currently riding a draft cross, so I get it.
He doesn't seem to care, by the way. Lucas looks good up there.
Yeah, Duke is awesome. Oh, my gosh. Greatest horse in the world. Terry says, my barn helper of 12 years is leaving town, and I posted a help wanted ad, and the one person that answers lives too far away. God, you're going to have to do all that barn work yourself. What are you going to do?
Shake and fork, flats and fork. All I got to say.
There you go. Jillian says, my husband and I spent the long weekend camping and riding our horses, but now I have to come home and go back to work.
We all get that one.
two more. Jessica says, I forgot to order extra hay on my regular shipment for the hurricane, and I had to put several bales in the back of my SUV. Oh, you're going to get divorced.
You are.
I think.
God, that's the worst crime ever.
The three things that would happen to instantly get me divorced would be to put hay in the car, bring home a goat, or bring home a cat.
There's been a couple times where Jennifer said, well, you know, if I take, it's been raining, and, you know, the only way to get hay would be to hook up the trailer or take the car. And I'm like, yep, hook up the trailer. I don't care. You're not taking the car. And you know, the other thing is the washing machine. Those are like the two criminal things you can do, is put the all of the horse clothes in the washing machine. That's the other criminal thing.
Kara just added one, and she says, my horse, this is her first world problem, my horse hates hugs.
There are horses that hate that. Even Scooter's not real keen on getting, he's not real good on affection.
And it's like the most huggable ones hate.
Yes, Scooter, everybody wants to hug Scooter. It's adorable, but
he's like, don't touch me. Get away
just
from
feed me.
Me.
I don't care. I don't really want your touches. I don't need acknowledgement. I don't need love. I just need food.
I just need food. Yeah. And finally, Amanda says, I went on 2 trail rides on Sunday, but now my butt hurts. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, you guys have real problems.
That's a real first world problem right there.
Yes, it is.
Well, let's talk a little bit about, about Omega Alpha Equine.
Okay, sounds good. I got to tell you, we had Dr. Chang on. I think I talked about this last week, and Dr. Chang said that the best thing to start adding weight is to get their digestive tract in order. And I started Groot and Drax, both of my off-the-track thoroughbreds, both 4 years old, Biotic 8. And, I mean, they had it right when I got them, but I quit giving it to them for a long while, and now but I just started back. Holy cow. It really is making a difference. I'm shocked.
Well, it's only been a couple weeks, right?
Yeah, it's been, I think he came on 3 weeks ago. So they've have been on, both been on two scoops of Biotic 8, one in the morning and one at night. And I definitely dramatically see a difference in especially Groot. Drax, he wasn't quite as skinny as Groot is. Groot is just like this like bundle of, you just wish you could burn calories.
Like a gangly thoroughbred, you know?
Yeah. And he's a gangly thoroughbred that just burns calories by looking around, you know, he's that kind of metabolism that we all wish we had. And I really have seen a huge difference. Drax, you can't see his ribs anymore at all. And Groot is actually like, he just looks like you pull him out of the barn and now he looks sexy because his coat, when you get that digestive tract in order, they just thrive from the inside out. And people will ask me, how do you get their horse's hair so shiny? Biotic 8, man. I mean, I am amazed. It's like buttery. He can roll in the mud and I come back in, and once the mud dries, I can just brush him off. It's just amazing how the dirt just falls off of him because his coat is so nice. So that is definitely, the Biotic 8 is definitely the number one thing I would say to have in your barn for a new horse that comes in, for a horse that's struggling with coat, with weight, with anything. Definitely start that. It's a scoop in the morning, a scoop at night. And I know, I think I've heard one person whose horse won't eat it. My horse is like, you lick it out of my hand. It's a alfalfa based, I think. And it just, it's green and it smells good and it tastes good. So they're the ones that have really made a big difference. And I'm really, really happy with it. So I know I talk about that one a lot as far as ads, but if you do not have it, you need to go get it.
And that's OmegaAlphaEquine.com or OmegaAlpha.com now, isn't it?
Yeah, OmegaAlpha.com, and that you can find out local retailers. I'm pretty sure you can find it online as well. So check it out.
Very good. Well, before we play our game, and we have Kayla and Mogi, who are related, by the way, we have them coming up. I thought we'd bring Kayla on, who is supposed to be your roommate, your barn mate.
And roommate, by the way. She's staying with me, too.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, it's supposed to be all kinds of mates going on, and that's like a month away at the Thoroughbred
it's
Makeover.
It's like exactly a month away. Oh, my God. I just started sweating. Kayla, hello.
Hello, hello. How are you guys?
I'm good. How's the horse doing? Because Kayla's been battling, just like I was with Drax, battling a stone bruise with her makeover horse. Is he back in work? Is he any better? What's going on? Are you still going to come?
I am still going to come. We're going to make it. Make Yay! It or break it, baby. No, just kidding. but no, he's good. He's battling that stone bruise behind. You know, he arrived from Florida with no shoes and off the track horses. Just, we want to pull their shoes. We want to cut costs, but it's not great for their thin little feet. And so we put Hind shoes on, and he's getting better, but, you know, one day at a time. But I've been on him for a few days now and seems to be doing good. So
see, here's the difference in Kayla and me is Kayla is so badass that she's like, yeah, I've been on him a couple times. We're going to go. And me, I'm like, oh, my God, I haven't ridden him in a day. And I'm freaking out. I'm scratching. Forget it.
You know, I was getting that girl sound effect ready for Kayla there for a second, but I don't think we're going to need it. You're still going to be the one there, Jamie.
I know. Yeah. I know.
No, to be fair, I'm only doing the 2 foot hunter. So, you know. And he's only three, so there's not a lot of pressure. I mean, what else can I teach him? He's already jumped 2 foot. He has a natural lead change, and, you know, we don't really have a left lead canter, but again, he has a natural lead change, so, you know, it's going to be what it's going to be.
Just sounds like she's bragging now, to be honest.
I know. Yeah,
Well, you're going to be joined by your stepmom, I think. So Mogi's on here, too. Hi, Mogi.
Hi.
Were you at the AECs?
I was at the AECs from Monday until Saturday night, and then flew up to Chicago for the Sport Horse Sport Horse Championships. So I'm up here in Chicago now.
What were you doing at the AECs? What was your job?
I was coaching. Yep, I had an advanced student, a novice student, and a preliminary student, and it was a good, fun, educational weekend. Some were successful, some learned maybe what they might want to change or make improvements on next time.
So we learned some lessons over the weekend.
You know what Absolutely. I'm noticing is that Mogi and Kayla are both very accomplished horsewomen, and Glenn and I are a team for this trivia, and we're going to get our butts kicked.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. So today we're playing trivia. And we're playing hosts versus auditors. So we're against you two today. You're a team and we're a team.
Great.
Okay, how's this going to work, Jen? How's
Kayla.
Sorry, Mogi, go ahead.
So Kayla and I always try to practice and do trivia a bunch of years ago, and we would listen to your show, and we would always want to be on the trivia. And here we are.
Yay!
Together. Yay!
Good job.
Oh, Lord.
Practice makes perfect.
Jennifer, how's it going to work? You're leading the parade here.
I'm leading the parade. I've got the Foley artist position today. Yay! If you get your question right, you're going to hear this. Because it's old school. And if you get your question wrong, you're going to hear this. All right, here we go.
So basically, you're going to ask a question to them and then to us. And if they get it right, then they'll hear the buzzer. They get a point. If they get it wrong, does it get passed to us? Or is it just...
Nope.
No. Okay.
Nope. No second chances today, man.
All right. She's being
no stealing.
All right. I think we should let our guests go first. What do you think, Jamie?
Go ahead. First, sounds good.
Okay.
And you're allowed to talk it out.
First question.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you're allowed to talk it out. This is going to be the first question for Team Auditor. All right. Glenn debuted his weather reporting skills during Hurricane Florence. What event was he at when he was reporting on the weather?
WEG.
Taylor, do you want to say it? Yep. WEG.
That was easy.
Kayla doesn't need to talk about it. She knew it.
That was too easy.
Boom.
Okay,
all
next
right,
one.
So it's, Team Auditor is off to a blazing and confident start. Next up, for Team Co-host, name two of the sculptures at the Kentucky Horse Park, and there are about 35 to choose from.
I know two.
Go ahead.
Okay, there's Sergeant Reckless and Secretariat and Man of War.
And Bruce.
And Bruce Davidson.
We named four. We get bonus points.
Challenge me. Come on.
Yes. We started out with the easy questions to give everybody confidence.
Okay. I'm keeping score.
Well, like, wow. I'm like, Kayla and I are going to do great this time. Uh-oh.
All right. I'll keep score.
It's kind of like that first roll top jump on the baby novice course. It's there to give you confidence.
Oh, no. We're coming
That's
up to
right.
the soon, aren't we?
Here comes the water.
It'll be a ditch soon.
It's going to be the beginner novice Olympics. Yep. Okay.
For Team Auditor, your next question. What does PT stand for in PT Scooter's name?
I'm trying to remember.
Oh, remember. No.
Plaything. I don't know. Pony time.
Part-time?
No, because
they have to be Muppet, part-time right? Part-time pony. Oh, plaything. I thought that was inappropriate.
We're not gonna take that one out of context, Modi. No worries.
PT stands for poor thing.
Does it?
That is correct, but you don't get a point.
Yeah, that because when we got him, he was about ready to die, so we named him PT Scooter, poor thing Scooter.
Oh, yeah. That's very cute. Yeah. Okay, we're now educated.
I think you should sit the pony time now.
I like that better.
Yeah.
There we go. So, team auditor has a little trouble at the ditch. coming up on the second obstacle, team host, is name one auditor that also has their very own podcast.
Oh,
I know.
Okay, Glenn, you take it.
Ellen. Ellen has her own podcast. Ellen
Friday. And it is called?
It is called Something with Wisdom. Something with wisdom. Darn, sorry, Ellen. I should
that wasn't
this.
Part of the question.
Wrinkles. It has wrinkles and wisdom, right? Am I right?
Wisdom without wrinkles.
Well, you've got all the words. They're just not in the right order. So Glenn gets a 20 for jumping obstacle C before he jumps obstacle B.
Well, that that's actually good. Elimination. But,
yes, it is. Ask me how I know.
We get the point. I got Ellen.
It's wisdom without wrinkles.
Wisdom without wrinkles. Got it. Okay. I knew I had the
words
right.
You don't really get wisdom until you already have wrinkles.
That's
just
true. That is true. And if you want to listen to her podcast, go to any podcast player.
There we go. And might I add, Crystal Kelly also has her own podcast called Equestrian Adventuresses. You can also find that on your podcast players.
Is Helena an auditor? Because she has her own
podcast. Yeah, Helena has one too.
She has her own podcast.
Yeah, she has like six of them. So,
and Mary Cook Miller. Doesn't that count?
I don't think she's an auditor. She's a host.
But she's an auditor on the auditor page.
Well, right? we'll give it to her because she does host with us, so we'll have to give her that. All right, I think we get a point. That puts us in the lead, doesn't it?
Yes, it's currently 47-1.
All right, now, after regrouping at the ditch, team auditor is now galloping confidently to obstacle number 3.
Better not be the water.
That wouldn't be a good flow for a course to have the ditch and the water. So there you go. 3.
All right.
Let's hope we have a good black flag option. Yep.
Your question is, what furry pet has replaced Hermione and Harry Potter at Flag Is Up Farm?
Or Flyover Farm.
Flyover. I said flag, didn't I?
It's okay. I'd take it. I'd rather have that farm.
You've now been promoted, Jamie.
Well, we know that
it's Marvel.
Kayla, do you know?
It's Marvel or the chickens, right? Or the guinea pig.
Which one?
Probably the guinea pig, because if it's furry.
A lot. Furry. Well, okay, so the dog is furry. That's Marvel. Or the guinea pigs that they went, when they went to pick up, they accidentally grabbed Marvel because they went to pick up black market guinea pigs.
And crack house guinea pigs.
They got a black market dog as well. So she's going to change the makeover and I'm going to steal, but I'm just, you know, side note. I don't know. I don't know the names of the guinea pigs.
What replaced the geese?
The guinea pigs. The guinea pigs.
Yes.
May I please take a moment to let everybody know that the dog is still for adoption. She has been spayed.
We're going to bring it in a couple weeks.
Had all her shots. She's ready. If you're serious, she is in the car. Okay.
Can I also make a note that it is scary how closely people listen to our show? Can I just make that note? It's sometimes when you're a host, it's freaking scary that people are listening that closely. It's like, oh my God.
All right. So just because I'm a stalker doesn't mean.
By the way, the guinea pigs' names are Snickers and Rocky. Okay. Just so you know.
Okay. I'll remember for next time.
Okay.
And the dog is not staying. It's just been here 3 months.
All right, the dog was our black flag option. That's it.
That's right. So, team hosts, having negotiated the ditch, are galloping confidently to the most difficult jump on the course, I'm sure, because there are 15 people in lawn chairs sitting there and a barking dog. And your question is?
With umbrellas.
With umbrellas.
Damn the umbrellas. Yeah.
In the sport of bareback bronc riding, what does the cowboy hold on to?
Oh, you mean what the name of the rope thing is?
What does the cowboy hold on to?
What's the rope thing? What's the rope called? It has a name.
In eventing, we call that an OSS.
I think we should go with that. It has a name. What the hell is the name of the rope they hold on to? I used to know this. And they carry their own. They actually bring their own ropes. Oh.
The mechate.
I think you're thinking of.
It's a little saddle thingy. It's a little saddle thingy.
What's that,
Jennifer? It's like a saddle horn. It's an OSS. OS strap.
The thing that Glenn is thinking of is the one they use in bull riding.
Yeah, it's an shoot strap.
So we're talking about bareback bronc riding?
Yes. What does the cowboy hold on to? One hand has to be in the air.
Yeah.
And the other hand has to hold on to something. What is it?
So are we just going to go with like neck strap?
We don't know, Jen. How about that?
Yeah, I don't know.
The cowboy holds on to a piece of rigging around the horse's middle.
Oh, you're right. They do put the rigging around the horse's middle.
Rigging.
Yeah.
See, we all learned something today.
In saddle bronc riding, they hold on to a rope attached to a special halter.
Yeah, and that rope has a name, too, and I cannot remember the name of it.
Well, why it's would you need
rope.
To know?
I don't know.
It's 2-2. 2-2. Currently a tie.
Everybody on this call that has ridden their bucking bronc at one time or another holds onto the mane. So,
OSS.
Right, Kayla?
Mane or the oh crap strap, you know, whatever.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, we're tied up. 2-2.
We're tied up. Team host had a little trouble with the umbrellas, mostly because there was a 4-year-old twirling theirs. All right. Coming in midway through the course, it's team auditor. This is their first skinny in the baby novice course, and the skinny is 19 feet wide, so it should be easy. How many white legs did the Secretariat have? You got a 25% chance of getting it right.
No Googling. I used to have a photo of Secretariat above my house, above my desk in Phoenix, and I can't hang it on a brick wall. So
I feel like it's either one or two.
I think it's one for some reason. I'm trying to picture the movie, but you know how I remember
the
movies.
It doesn't work because I feel like it was nice. So I guess one. We'll say one.
Three.
Hold on, let me change that. It was one without the sound.
All right, it's still 2-2. Jen, what's next?
It's a very tight race. Final question for team hosts. Are you ready?
I guess. Probably not.
You guess?
It's match point.
Match point. That's right.
I think that's right.
A very short film called Horses in Motion by pioneer photographer Edward Muybridge proved what aspect of equine movement?
I know this.
Oh, good, because I have no idea. So go ahead.
That in the gallop, all four legs are actually off the ground at one point.
I will give it to you. Close. Very close. You win. Because that's what everybody thinks. Yay!
Well, what is it then?
It proved that when the horse's legs were all up in the air at the same time, they were together, not spread apart, but close enough.
Yeah. Was that the one where it was on the reel back like in the
1800s? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Got it.
Yes. Yes.
Did you have a tiebreaker?
The film where,
I feel like we can't
we have
end
a tiebreaker.
On...
Well, Well, it was 3-2. So you technically won, but we will have a bonus round.
Okay. Let's do a bonus round. Ooh. I don't feel like we could end on that. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like
you got it half right.
I didn't really get it right.
Yeah. All right, one more question. Jamie, we'll take the win.
Jamie's throwing us a bone.
Yeah,
she's
she
helping
is.
Us out, Kayla.
Yeah.
There we go.
She doesn't want Kayla poisoning her food at the makeover.
Spiking her margarita.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, final question. Final bonus fence. Bonus fence at the end if you get bonus points by jumping the in and out instead of the single. Here we go. I'm going to pick a good one here. In what equestrian discipline?
Is this for all four of us or just for them?
No, this has to, if I could do it all four because somebody can steal. Okay, I have to pick a different one then. That one's no.
Your name is your buzzer. Okay. Your name is your buzzer.
Your name is your buzzer. All right. Here it goes. In early Roman chariot races,
Jamie,
what was the stadium called?
What was that, Jennifer? Do it again.
Early Roman chariot racing, what was the stadium in which they were held called?
Jamie, is it the Colosseum?
That's wrong. Oh,
that's wrong.
Oh,
go for it. Anybody else?
Too. Had, she's right. It did have a name. Not the list.
Oh, these are tough. You really started us out with a really sweet roll top.
I don't know.
I think we'll see the roll top a couple more times.
I think we're going to need one more. None of us got this one.
What is the answer, Jen?
Hippodrome.
Oh, damn.
Hippodrome. I was oh, my gosh.
They almost had it.
All right. No. Final question. Final bonus question. This is it. This is for the victory lap. Name one Horse Radio Network Horse Radio Network Auditor's Facebook page. Spinoff page.
Oh.
Kayla, what is your answer?
The Horse Radio Network's fitness. The auditors get fit.
Ding, 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 ding.
There's also the HRN Mamas, okay?
Well, there's also the sci-fi one, which I totally don't remember the name of.
Wedding one.
Oh, and there's the saddle
there's
pad
a wedding
one.
One. And
there's a saddle pad, traveling
the
pet, saddle pad.
The dog, and there's the traveling saddle pad, right?
Tack and Toggles, that's
there's
one.
The dog lovers.
Tack and Toggles, yep.
God, there's a lot of spin-off pages.
The Winter Ride Challenge, I just looked that up. Uh-huh.
Yeah. See, or HRN Auditor's Facebook is like the AECs. It just keeps getting bigger
and bigger. And more classes and more classes and more classes. Yeah. How many baby novice classes can we possibly make up?
Uh-huh. See? All right. Well, congratulations, you guys.
Good job. Yay. You did
that was
it.
Fun. That was fun.
Kayla, this changes nothing. You're still in the air mattress in the house, okay?
I thought I heard you dead.
Hey, Mogi, did I hear that you guys are coming on the cruise next year? Again?
We are.
Yay!
We are all signed up, all paid up.
Yay!
Yes.
We got to get Kayla there. We got to get her on vacation one of these times. We have to get her there.
I know.
I have to go on my honeymoon first.
You know, I've never really ever met. I've never met her imaginary husband. I really don't even think there is one, but I've never met him. So.
I have to meet the people who love me.
All right.
Yeah, he's a very balancing individual. So yes.
Which means he's quiet and demure.
Great.
Is that what it means?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Bye, guys. Thank you for playing.
All right. Love you.
Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Did we win? Is that what happened?
I don't think so. I don't think we won.
Yeah, I don't think we won either. Did I answer anything as usual?
No.
No.
Well,
I'm consistent anyway.
I knew I was on my own in this one, okay?
Glenn, as usual, you answered some that were sort of right. And that's pretty
that's as close as I ever get, is sort of right. That's as close as I ever get. I didn't realize there were that many HRN pages. You know, I really should keep track of what's out there, huh?
It just went on and on and on.
I wonder where the traveling saddle pad is. It seems to me that saddle pad should be withered and dead by now. It's been traveling for
years.
I
have not seen any updates. So somebody put on the regular auditor's page, because I don't follow that one, where the saddle pad is right
now. Yeah, we want to know who has the saddle pad. And if you need a replacement, we can get you a replacement, because that traveling saddle pad has literally been traveling for like 3 or 4 years. It's been around. But if it's
Sisterhood
still in one piece, we want to know which saddle pad it was, because that's a darn good saddle pad right there. We need to get them as advertisers. Well, we're glad that we were able to join you on this Tuesday. It means we're still here and our power's not out, so that's a good thing. We're actually pouring down rain right now. We're going to get some feeder bands from the storm here for the next couple days. So hopefully our power sticks with us. And Jamie, thank you for joining us on a Tuesday.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure. Weird, I'm going to go out and ride Baby Groot and try not to get...
Like the old days when you used to be here every day. That's a long time ago. All right. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Jennifer. And we'll talk to you all tomorrow. Jamie will be back and we'll have a normal Wednesday show for you tomorrow.
All right. Spay, neuter, geld. Dog still for adoption.
For $19.95, she'll have it shipped to your house. Free easy payments.